stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Santelli?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
On our agenda, we do have item two as an executive session. However, there is an individual that we are waiting on to be part of our executive session. So we'll just move into public participation, and if he should show up, then we'll move to go into executive session. Okay, so is there any public participation? Under item four, agenda, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under board business, committee reports. Can we start with finance?
We had a finance committee meeting a couple weeks ago, and we are still trying to figure out what kind of levy we want to go for, when we're going to go, that kind of thing. So by the end of the month, I think we'll have some, you know, a decision made.
Okay. I
have to get the input from the other board members, that kind of thing, see what, you know, your thoughts are. But that's all, I think that's all we talked about was that.
Big one.
Yeah. That's not all we have.
Yeah, okay. I sure can. And okay. Maybe we'll address these during the regular board meeting as well. But, you know, we've been in budget reduction and efficiency action mode really since January of this year. You know, as we sit here today on July the 9th, we really have six areas that we've approached. Custodial maintenance. And we've talked about the fact that we eliminated three positions back in January. Central office eliminated a business manager position, which was effective in June of 2018. Was our second area. We offered an early retirement plan to both OPC and NCTA members. And I believe between the two organizations, we had a total of 10 participants in that program.
Eight.
Okay. Recently, probably the two most recent things is that we worked with the OSBA and Pete Japisky, who's the transportation supervisor, really at a state and national level, at a rerouting program for Norton City Schools. It was really a transportation analysis, you know, on behalf of our community, just to make sure for them we were running as efficiently as we possibly could. So Pete came and did a study of the number of students that were on our buses, our departure times, our current routes. He's the best in the business. So what Pete is able to do is to bring back recommendations to the board, to the superintendent, and we take a look at them. And the bus rerouting for the 2018-19 will be a triple-tiered busing system, which means our changes will be the high school and middle school will have separate runs. So our buses will pick up the high school kids, take them to school, then they'll pick up the middle school kids, take them to school. The elementary and primary students' runs will be at just about the same time. And that could occur in a couple of different ways. We will either dedicate a certain amount of buses for our primary and a certain amount for our elementary, which would allow our buildings to start at you know, similar times. But we can also continue to shuffle where we pick up students, we drop them off at the elementary building, and then we drop them off at the primary. I think one of the things that the board needs to know and any community members here is, you know, our grades 1 through 4, they have a little bit more to do when they get to school in the morning in terms of putting away coats, reporting to classrooms, perhaps putting lunches in lockers. Their anticipated drop-off time would be about 8:50, so that by the time they would get to school and get settled into their room, the 9:10 start time is more than appropriate. It gives them about 20 minutes. We believe that our primary students, who are pre-K and K, would be impacted less by this. Their anticipated drop-off time would be 8:55 to 9 o'clock, which would give them about 10 minutes to connect with their classroom teachers, you know, get any coats away, get settled in for their day, and begin instruction. I've talked to a couple of community members, and we, Stephanie and I talked with Pete about it too, about the similar start times. That's really the basis behind the efficiency of that. And I want our community to know, and the media as well, you know, we started a school year this year, and we changed start and end times in two of our four buildings during the course of the year because of traffic conditions on Cleveland Massillon Road. So we have to establish some start times so that our families know. But there is a possibility that either the primary or the elementary building could have a 5-minute swing one way or another. You know, we're not going to do anything that jeopardizes our kids, their safety, our bus drivers. So we don't know what's happening with the bridge. We know that there's a rewidening of Cleveland Massillon Road. We just don't know what that's going to do. So the bus rerouting is important for us. We're going to move from 25 bus routes to 17 bus routes, which will allow us to be really efficient as a district. The one that probably is the newest is the aid restructuring plan. It's the fifth area of our six categories. And, you know, I got a phone call from WAKR a couple weeks ago about the aid restructuring plan. And I shared with him, and I'll share with all of you, I was really proud of the effort from OPSI and from our school district to work together on this plan. You know, we eliminated a number of positions. I believe the correct number was 55. And we worked directly with them and their influence and their knowledge in the restructuring of 48 positions to benefit our students. These are all student-based positions, and every single one of them is necessary. The jobs changed quite a bit. They restructured some positions in from full-time to part-time. I believe we moved from 32 full-time positions to 8 full-time positions. It was a good example of an administration and its employees working together. And we feel like a large number of them will be back working with our students, but we also put ourselves in a better position financially. And then the final thing was a participation fee, which we sent out to our families via email. It will also go out in a letter. That we believe, using the same exact numbers of participants in the 17-18 year in club and activities, could generate somewhere close to about $100,000 for the district. So those are really the six areas. I don't know if you wanted me to go into detail that much, but I figured
no,
now
that's
is
great.
As good a time as any. So those were six areas that we've really looked at the school district for this coming school year and beyond.
The one thing I would add is that we still have aides. I mean, I think there was this perception out there that we were getting rid of all aides. Well, we can't do that. We
can't
know
do
that
it legally.
We can't do it legally.
Well, and we don't want to.
No, we know that our students need aides. So it was kind of like wiping the slate clean, looking at it, and starting over and modifying positions, but we still have aides.
Absolutely.
So, okay.
Yeah, and student aides are tied to students' IEPs. And so, as Jennifer mentioned, you know, legally we have an obligation, whether or not it's a full day aid or an access to aid. There are a number of situations that a district can address. So, again, proud of OPSI and their work with us in coming up with a new plan.
And the other thing I want to add is, you know, the board members, we went back and forth on the participation fee. What number should it be? And I think we all agreed that we wanted to keep it as low as possible, but yet offset our costs for busing and supplementals and things like that. So, you know, we would reduce the cap. The cap originally was suggested to be much higher. We reduced that for families because we do want our students to be able to participate in sports and extracurricular activities. So, it's been a lot of work among the finance committee, Dana, Stephanie, all of us back and forth. None of these things are easy to do, but we have to. We don't have a choice. So we will continue to look at our numbers and our finances and come up with what we think is the best way to move forward with respect to a levy. And we will report out to you. I'm sure we'll have another meeting between now and the end of the month, I would think, to address that. So is there anything else from finance? Policy?
We haven't met, and there really hasn't been anything that's come out.
No, the new updates.
Yeah.
We received those.
Right.
The only thing, I don't think I brought it with me, the policies for the technology acceptable use
right.
policies, they changed the numbering on them from what we had. It doesn't need to be approved, but I didn't bring them with me. They just put them in a different place in the book where we had them under employees and we had them under students. They put them under procedures. Oh, you read that too.
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's really nothing to report
out. Yeah, no other changes to them.
Okay. Policies.
Yes.
But necessary.
Yes, but necessary.
Community engagement.
We did not meet. I would like to set up a meeting for later this month with the group that's going to meet maybe the 24th or 25th.
Okay.
At your convenience. We'll talk during the break.
Okay. Technology and instruction, we have not met, but we do have something scheduled for early August. I know it's kind of difficult over the summer. It sounds like none of us are meeting or whatever, but with people being on vacation and things like that, things do get a little bit backed up in the summer, I guess.
Can I report a couple things out
oh,
there?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
From a technology standpoint, Angie has worked extremely hard with the website committee. And at no cost to the district, we were able to work with our website construction company and make some adjustments. We just thought visually the website needed a little lift. So we studied a number of districts. And sometimes in education, you beg, borrow, and steal. And so we looked at some other district websites that we liked and made some adjustments. So if you haven't been on the district website, I would encourage you to go on and let us know how you feel about that. And I know from an instruction standpoint, we've talked a lot this year about our AP growth. We've had our teachers, I believe all of them have attended and returned from their AP conferences. And AP scores just came out last week. So at the next board meeting, I'm sure Amy will report out on the success of our students.
Okay. Operations.
Do you want me to?
Well, you're the head.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
The chair.
You were policy, and I spoke up. I'm sorry.
No, you're policy.
So we haven't met in a while, over a month. But we need to get something on the books. However, what we, just again to highlight, our main goal in operations from the district planning committee was safety.
Mm-hmm.
And we accomplished that at the elementary. The next thing on the docket, and Cindy and I were talking before the meeting, is looking at the parking and stuff at the elementary.
Yes.
And maybe revisit that in the next meeting, maybe make that a focus of, is it possible, what can we do, what's the financials of doing that. And then I know there's some other items from the district planning committee that'll funnel down to operations and probably be a part of that meeting before school starts as well regarding safety.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No. Does anybody have anything else?
I would just say, to echo Lewis's comments, our top priority was the vestibule entrance, and then I want to say number two has been the parking at the current elementary school.
Yes.
So I just want everyone to know we have taken a pretty thorough look at a couple of options, which could include new entranceway, new parking area, the entrance, and sort of restructuring of the buses as they drop students off and leave. We have a member of the operations committee who cares deeply about the school district. Who has put together just some visual plans for us to take a peek at in terms of what that would look like. And our next job as a group is just to determine the finance of that. How does an efficient school district who wants to do something about the parking situation down there finance it? So I would imagine those conversations will occur quickly, but that's, along with the safety components, which we've discussed, are probably the next thing on the forefront for us.
We do hope to have some additional safety measures in place before school begins. We're still working on that. And hopefully we'll have more concrete information at the next board meeting.
And a note on that, on the safety measures, we were funded from the few students on safety measures. So is that something that we can make a note that would go towards whatever decision?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, that's going to be really important when we make a final decision.
Okay.
Okay. Superintendent's recommendations?
None at this time.
Continue to wait for our guests.
Yes, we, I'm not sure. I haven't received a phone call, a text.
We have personnel on there. Did you want to?
Okay, all right.
Do you want to start with that?
We can start with personnel, okay. At this time, can I have a motion to go into executive session to discuss pending legal action and employment of personnel?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Weble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. So at this time, we'll go into executive session. We won't be taking any board action after executive session. And then our regular board meeting will start at 7:30.
Let's move it up to 7 o'clock.
Thank you. 7:20, we're now out of executive session. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Weble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. We are now adjourned.